of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
A moment in hits.
What was that? There was like a guitar riff in that.
I know, I was so confused.
And it was like... Okay, did I have Pat Karch's voice in there? Okay, let's just get on with the music, and here we go. Turn it up for me. All right, so I want Casey and the Sunshine Band to come to Reading. Can I hear it from my girlfriends? Would you come?
Right?
Oh, would you come and dance all night?
Yes.
Actually, in my conference next week from Stiefel, Casey and the Sunshine Band is playing.
Shut us.
Yes.
Where?
In Las Vegas.
Okay, would you get his card?
Yes, I will.
Because I refuse to go any longer.
Which is my genre. And
totally.
I'll get it for you.
Get his card, yes. And we are
so
going to bring...
So that was so funny that you...
Oh, my God, because he's still performing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's gonna
that
be
wasn't Casey
conference.
And the Sunshine Band. That was ABBA.
I know.
And we're going to play some Casey later on.
I just thought
a little dance. Anyway.
Make a little love.
So ABBA is still kind of... Well, they've got some kind of new thing that's come out where it's all projected. So it's... The younger ABBA, but the older ABBA is allowing it. I don't know if they're back. Like, I don't know. It's very Oz. Like, you know, the strings and stuff. And they, so I just, Carl and I just recently, well, let me just stop for a minute because I'm so excited. And you have to understand that we're live here on KCNR. Welcome to the show. This is Linda Bott. Hi, guys, on this Thursday night. It's the first Thursday of the month, which means that we are here live on KCNR. It's the 6th of October. Gosh, can you believe that? This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you can listen as we stream live on KCNR1460.com for all of your devices. So tonight, I love the fact that a couple days ago, I was thinking about, okay, what do I want to do with my show? Because I wing it a lot. And I thought about two women, and I didn't go any further than reaching out to Susan Eastman and to Shelley Enriquez. And you might have heard me say Shelley Levy on Facebook, but Shelley Enriquez has gone back to her. It's your maiden name, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. So so I've got Susan Eastman and Shelley Enriquez with me tonight. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Linda. Aww. Thank you.
Yeah. And so I texted them both at the same time. I felt so grown up because I texted you both at the same time, and I can go that far on my abilities. Anyway,
Carl's proud.
I know. So, cutting and pasting and some of this other stuff don't on my phone. And you got back to me rather quickly, and I asked. I wanted to talk tonight about women in business, kind of like what we're going through right now. We're in winter election mode. We have as business owners, the market, because, Susan is the first vice president of investments and is a financial advisor for Stiefel Investments. And, Shelley is the president of Cascade Ventures. Many of you know her as the owner of Tobacco and Brew and many other things that go on at Tobacco and Brew, not just a tobacco store, many other things.
Correct. Traditional tobacconists.
Yes, traditional things. But you've been a very, very big supporter. I've known Shelley for maybe longer than Susan, because when I first moved to Reading, Carl and his buddies would meet at Tobacco and Brew and the Harley guys and the veterans, and you made this safe haven for them to kind of sit out in front, maybe smoke a cigar, have a cup of coffee, and it would have been like it was a hang.
Right.
In the best of way, because these guys also were Patriot Guard riders, and the call would happen. And for many of you who don't know who the Patriot Guard riders, those are the guys that you see at funerals, guys and girls, at funerals for veterans that had the flags out. And a lot of times you get a call, and the next thing you know, you'd be on your motorcycle with the group, leaving from Tobacco and Brew to go on the ride, to head out to IGO or head out to another place. And it was an honor. And Shelley was and has been so good to the veteran community with reaching out for all these years. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And so many people would come in and be afraid of these gentlemen. And they're just, you know, just awesome, peaceful guys, but they'd see the leathers and the motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so is that another kind of, that sounded like Toto. Toodoo. Anyway, we're going to have little goblins going on in our, that's all right, because it's 'tis the season. But right about that, Shelley, because, these guys were like, they had names like Tripod. And they were all just a little like, you know, kind of backwoods, looking like they wanted to get off the grid. But there was this real, these guys would have given you the shirt off their back. In fact, when Carl and I got married, we changed our whole motto that would say, from tuxedo to leathers.
Right.
So these guys could come because they did not want to be dressed in a suit.
No.
And that was okay by us. We just wanted them to come. Please come. And they did.
I miss a lot of them are gone now.
Yeah, and they held up the flags so that when we came in for our reception, we walked underneath the flags. It was such an... They honored...
But they had a common denominator of being patriotic.
So...
Instead of worrying about clothing and...
Absolutely.
Those kind of stereotypes.
Exactly.
They just wanted to be...
And honored those who served. Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
So, Susan, let's talk a little bit about, we've got about 4 minutes before the break. We're here to discuss women in business, and when did you decide, at what age, because you're a mother of three, mm-hmm. when did you decide I'm going to go into this investment world?
Well, back in high school, I got a 16 and a half, I got a job at a bank, which is money. So I was in financial world there. And then later on after college, after I graduated in 1981, I served I got a job at savings and loan. And that was still in the financial world. So I always liked being in the financial world. And at that time, there was a recession. And I got a job at a savings and loan that was selling 18% CDs. If you can imagine, the rates are going up right now. So there's a one-year CD right now paying 4.15.
Somebody just bought one today. They talked about it at lunch.
4.15.
Yeah.
Before it was 0.25. So because we're in an interest rate mm-hmm. change environment, which is causing a lot of havoc in the market, because we're going through an economic cycle right now, raising interest rates, the mortgage rates are almost 7% for a 30-year mortgage. We weren't used to that. So the stock market is very volatile. But back in the 80s, when I graduated from college, I was serving in a savings and loan. I worked at a savings and loan, selling CDs to A.G. Edwards, which is the firm I actually worked for later in 1996. When you look at the past, all the doors were showing where I was heading, but I didn't know it. And so I was selling those CDs to A.G. Edwards, 18% interest. The stock market was very less talked about. It was probably 3,000 on the Dow. It wasn't even like it is today. And so I did that, and then in 1996, I worked for AG. I got a job with AG Edwards. And so that's the when you look back and all the seeds that you sow.
Right.
And you find this job, and then you become a financial advisor there. And now the stock market, we can't believe 30,000 on the Dow. Well, it was 36,000, but we've had since January a very big pullback. And so it's causing unrest. It's because we have to raise interest rates. Oil is changing all the time, and we have to understand that we're not, we had the highest wealth December of 21.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since January, we've been taking a decrease. We're also paying the highest gas prices again. And OPEC,
in my lifetime, I've never seen them this high.
Right. So OPEC is cutting the supply, and we need to pump oil in the U.S.
We talked about that today.
Mandatory to mm-hmm. keep our price is low, but we're in this battle about the green energy. But my goal is to protect my clients. I spend time all day talking to them. They're not making money right now because January 2022, everything's gone down. So we have to keep our wits about us. And I love the career. I love how it came about from all those early years of being banking, savings and loan, and now a brokerage firm. It's fantastic because I always like to be in the financial world, but my best place is in a brokerage firm, not a bank.
Okay.
Not a savings and loan. I love to be an investment advisor. And I love my clients.
So earlier, we're going to take a break. When we come back, so this is juicy. Love it, love it. And we've got so much to talk about with Susan Eastman and with Shelley Enriquez. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't forget that the Cascade Theater, and also the Reading Civic Auditorium supports this program. So at the Reading Civic Auditorium coming up, Whiskey Myers, Wheel of Fortune. Are we talking about Wheel of, give me a vowel. I don't know. Maybe it's that. November 18th. Rodney Carrington, Let Me In. That's a 16-plus event happening on November 25th. And all kinds of good things. But always look at the ReadingCivic.org. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You threw that in there. That's the Bee Gees, all right, and that was, we know that in a sec. Can you, like, do some of these songs? You guys we're kind of all from the same era-ish.
Right.
So, like, name that song in one line. We know that. Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever. Not Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever. More than a woman.
Woman to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, Susan Eastman, if you're just joining us, this is Linda Bott. Welcome to the show tonight, North State. Now we're having a good time. Susan Eastman, we got a little bit of a background about how she started in the financial world. She is the first vice president of investments and a financial advisor with Stifel Investments. And along with us tonight as well is somebody who I've known for a long time who owns Tobacco and Brew and has run a lot of businesses. And let's talk about Shelley Enriquez. let's talk a little bit about what's happening. Do you want to wait till the next break that we talk about no on 31? Let's talk about 31.
Let's just get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way. Proposition 31. Tell us about 31, because you came in tonight, and it's something that's definitely on your mind. And as we go to vote coming up soon, we're like, what is this problem? What is that problem? So tell us about 31.
Well, Prop 31 bans menthol cigarettes, flavored smokeless tobacco, and other flavored non-tobacco nicotine products for adults over 21. And what they're trying to do is say that this will help underage smoking, because a lot of the e-cigarettes have flavors that are attractive to the younger crowd. What people don't realize is that how it's going to affect California businesses all over. So no more menthol cigarettes, no Swisher sweets, no flavored chew, Copenhagen wintergreen. A lot of these products, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to put on my shelves, what I'm going to sell. Cigars are affected, but only if they're under a $12 wholesale cost. It'll affect some of the cigars. I agree with the premise of stopping underage smoking. As a business owner, I call tobacco police come in and make sure that we're following the rules, and we do.
Didn't you do that back in 2016, change it to 21, and you were the liaison or head person that went ahead and did that when the rule came out?
I
think I read that about your establishment.
I don't remember. I know that we...
Because you were proactive on, okay, the rules change, I'm going to obey the rules.
Absolutely.
And you said, okay, I'm going to put signs out that said 21...
Exactly. We still have to have them. They come in and make sure that we...
Well, you want to be legal. You want to be legal. If you're going to follow if you're going to be a business owner, it's like, they got to pay this tax. Okay, I've got to pay this tax.
Right.
You know that if you've changed it now and I've got to have a sign up that says 21, I can fully attest that
I'm cooperating.
Believe that Shelley would do the right thing.
I always try. In fact, they had a decoy come in one day, and my employee got the product and set it on the counter, and then proceeded to ask the age. But the tobacco police compliance officer almost fined us, because she halfway went to the step of selling it, but she stopped and said, "I need your ID."
Right, and she did, and nobody touched anything.
No. And they didn't ring it up, so
they didn't ring it up. But in their eyes, it was
all right. It was a half action.
It was almost a fail, but
okay.
We pride ourselves in making sure we're following the rules. What I disagree with this is taking choice away from an adult, telling us what we can't put in our bodies. And I just say, what is alcohol, flavored alcohol, going to be next? Because youth do are attracted to alcohol. It's scary. It will affect the business and tax revenues.
So what they're trying to do is say, let me get this correct, that Prop 31 means that they're going to outlaw in the state of California menthol, anything that's a flavored tobacco.
Right. Menthol being the number one, but a lot of flavored e-cigarettes.
So what do people do if they smoke? Because I got a girlfriend that smokes, but when she goes to the casino, she doesn't smoke except for when she goes to the casino, and it's Benson and Hedges menthol.
She won't be able to get them. But I'm sure there's going to be some under-the-counter business going on, or they're going to go out of state. And that's the problem. I think the state of California should be looking at banning internet sales and helping stop underage.
Our producer, Liam, is, Liam, are you 20?
I'm almost 19.
Okay. So that's hard for you to believe, right? Because he's this old soul who sits down and talks to us like, what? Okay. So if I had a son, I'd want him to be like you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So let's hear, you're out there on the scene with a lot of people, a lot of kids, musicians, stuff like that, you know. And not that musicians all of a sudden equate to that they, partake, but
I mean,
yeah, they do partake. All right. So And so do a lot of young kids that are, you know, that are trying to figure it out. How do you feel about this Prop 31?
Okay, well, I'm going to preface this with, like, I grew up in, like, the vaping epidemic. People my age were marketed to. Everyone I know is a victim of it. I don't know a single person my age who smokes menthols. No one smokes menthols. No one really smokes. Everyone my age vapes.
Right. Okay.
And, I mean, the government banning, like, Juul pods and stuff, like, that was a good move, but the menthol cigarettes thing, it's ludicrous.
All right.
It's just, yeah.
Right. It is. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And what doesn't make sense to me also is marijuana. You can get any flavored marijuana product or food.
Okay, I got to tell you. So I have to share this with you guys because I'm just going to tell everybody. When we went to Europe, I just didn't know what kind of anxiety level I was going to be on. So I didn't want to take – I have Xanax. I could have taken a Xanax. Now, I'd share this because I think it's important. And so people were telling me you can go to get a gummy. So I went to this place called High Times. I swear to God, I felt like I was walking into a Nordstrom's. I could not believe how phenomenal. It's like an Apple store. Here's a little area where they call it the flower area. There's where your flower. I said, where are the flowers? I'm old. Where are the flowers? They go, oh, well, no, these are the flowering, which are the joints, which are the bud. Okay. And then there's a whole thing that says rest, sleep, relax. And so she was telling me about these gummies. And then over here, this area would be like if you took a couple hits off of a joint or like a couple glasses of wine. And I was fascinated.
It's amazing. And so much knowledge that we have no idea.
I mean, so if that can happen, then why are they bugging you about a menthol cigarette? I don't get it.
It's hard to fathom. But 60% of the state will vote for this. And so there are a lot of people that agree. So we just, as a business owner, have to figure out how we're going to handle that. And the sad thing is, you vote November 8th, the ban will go into effect December 31st. I don't have a lot of time to get rid of.
To figure out what you're going to do with those things. I'm sure that.
I'm hoping people will come in and get stocked up.
There's always people that will think they need to stock up before a rule.
Yeah.
And they just do. So I would just say not to over order right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
just
can't even get the
let
product.
Let your inventory just be as it is and let things unfold because there's no way you can even actually predict. So you just have to keep your, like in the stock market, with the highs and lows, you're just going to have to.
We're just
let
going
it,
with the flow.
That's right. You have to, like, don't panic. Don't sell. Don't, like, panic. And it's easier said than done, but same with the stock market. You just have to say, there's no way I can predict what the vote's going to be, what the outcome's going to be. So I have this inventory in my shop, which you do. So you just have to be very common sense and say, I hope people come and buy it up.
Exactly.
But don't over order. Knowing an outcome that might not be possible.
Well,
I'll be arrested.
That's my financial advisor. That's my
financial advisor. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I love it. We've got our women in business here, and I really want to come back with Shelley, and I want to ask about what that is. I'm so interested in the lottery and the scratch. And those kinds of tickets and all that, and how much business that generates, and tell us a little bit about the inside of that and the laws and what you have to do in order to carry that stuff. That's important. I want to know the inside scoop on that. And then more with Susan Eastman when we come back. We've got some good stuff around the corner. Maybe Susan will tell us what's hot and what's not. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now we're talking.
Casey.
All right, Susan, you better take some video of me for me, because Susan's going to Vegas with a Stiefel investment.
Blueprint 2022, because during COVID, we couldn't meet for 2 years. So the financial advisors all coming in one group, and Casey and the Sunshine Band is playing for us. We're going to see Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank do a presentation. And we are going to come all together, and we are going to be very, we're going to be animated and high on our getting together.
Yeah.
2,000 advisors.
Oh, fantastic. Where are you meeting?
Las Vegas.
I know, but I mean, and which?
Harrah's.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's good.
Very cool.
I'm very thankful and grateful. I don't care where we meet.
No, I mean, it's all good. I'm just kind of getting a visual of where you are on the strip there. So, welcome back to the show. This is Linda Bott. I'm promoting women in business, two women that I am so fond of and so happy that you came on, my show tonight. I didn't have to beg. I just put a text out and they said, we're there. That's Susan Eastman. If you just heard that voice, I'm going to be dancing in Vegas to Casey. Anyway, that's her. And first, who's the first vice president of investments and financial advisor? No, you don't. You just have a good time. And I love you. You know, I love you, from Stiefel Investments. Another woman I'm so very fond of, my very first person to take me on a kayak ever in my life. And kayaking at Whiskey Town at 7 a.m. It was like very spiritual for me.
I find that true.
And to be with you, and it was so calm and beautiful and peaceful, and I really needed, we were going through some kind of, I don't know how it is when you own a business, you have these expansions. Sometimes it's really good, and then you go through this little tight tunnel where you're just not even sure you're going to get through that little hole.
Right.
And then you get it through the hole.
Right.
Through the narrow pathway, whatever you want to call it. And so Shelley is president of Cascade of Ventures. You will know her for being on commercials and doing so much with our community with tobacco and brew. And we talked about no on 31.
Thank you.
And yes. We want to definitely vote no on 31, so you have free choice.
Right. But I have a question.
Okay.
I thought this was a paid event.
Mine? What are we talking about?
It's spiritual.
Oh, it's
you don't
spiritual.
Get paid.
Okay. Oh,
no, we're going to have a good time here. But I was curious because this is something I am inquiring minds want to know. when you have a business, what kind of process do you have to go through if you say, you know what, we are going to sell lottery tickets, we're going to sell mega, we're going to sell, I don't know, how many do you have? How many variations of scratch, what, you know?
A lot. And right now, with the state of California, you can't just get a lottery machine. You have to wait. There's a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1985, when they started the California lottery, they actually came to the mall and set up a whole bunch of machines and scratchers and did it in front of our store. We kind of helped spearhead getting the lottery off. So if you have a business, there's a waiting list to get with the lottery. It's not a great money maker, but I find it fun, exciting, and encouraging. It's also sad when people spend a lot of money and don't win, but hopefully one day somebody will win something large.
What's the percentage if somebody, like, say, you know, won the big or won 100,000, let's just say, what's the percentage that goes to you? You're selling them the ticket at your store.
It's about 0.5%. It's not really big.
And it's still something.
It's still something, yeah. And I wouldn't turn my back on it at all, and definitely would help my employees.
Yeah, of course you would. You do anyway. So when you have, like, the Mega Millions, and it comes, the Mega Millions, 550 million, and nobody's won it forever, I see your place that just the cars are coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be good. Oh, why I'm here, I think I'm going to get a candy bar. Why I'm here, oh, I can. Now, what are you selling besides cigarettes, tobacco, pipes? Do you have other things in there as well?
Beer and wine, a little bit of wine, not like we used to. With the divorce, I downsized, and so mm-hmm. we have a small selection of beers, local beers, candy, every accessory you could think of that has to do with a tobacconist shop.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When we talked about women in business, and I was, your partner said to you, your significant other said, what's it like being in a business and women in business? You had said something very profound to me before we came on the air, and as a man, he said, well, what about discrimination?
Right, and a lot of times if we're at a cigar event buying, the vendors will ask him, what are you looking for, what do you want to buy? And he would go, you need to talk with her, she's the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so surprised how many people were surprised that a woman was a owner of a mm-hmm. cigar shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it in the humidor when customers come in. I don't think they necessarily always trust them until I say, I buy them and I smoke them, and
right.
I can help you out in any way.
I'm the owner. I think I shared with you once that I was at this, I was in Nashville, and I was at, it could have been the CMA Awards. It was something along those lines. And they do it too. In those days, and when I say about those days, it makes me sound like I walked through a mile of snow. No. It was 20-some years ago. Anyway, there was a beautiful, tall, 6-foot-tall, black-haired woman with blue eyes that was rolling these cigars. And I had her card for the longest time. It was before I met you, obviously. And that was a big thing. And then they auctioned off something. It was some kind of event before. And she was quite the star.
Right. We just won a trip to J.C. Newman in Tampa, Florida, and got to actually hand roll cigars. But there were many women there on the floor mastering that art. And we failed at it. We got some cigars, but they weren't anything what you would think they should be. It's really an art.
And I'm wondering if, you know, when you think about it, is it about the finesse, the balance? Is there, I mean, it's just like anything else, I suppose, like ice skating. Is that how you do an angle and how you're able to finesse something just through hours of doing it?
Practicing and rolling and stretching. And then even we got to use the machine that make machine-made bundled cigars. Mm-hmm. And even that process was interesting. There's a lot of art to that, even though you think of machine-made as thrown into machine, but a lot of hands-on with that mm-hmm. product. So
now, there was one time that you had a cigar expert that came when I was doing a gig at Wind River, and we were in Elements. And you had, there's a cigar company, a group here called Grinder, was it?
Grindstones.
Grindstones. Yeah. And they were there in their Panama hat kind of thing. It was very cool. Who was that cigar?
Don Felix. He was a master roller for Arturo Fuente, and he's actually out of Sacramento. So I've had him up several times.
Mm.
Hand rolling his own cigars, which are delicious.
Let us know when you do your next cigar event, because Susan, wouldn't that be fun? It'd be nice to take clients, and we'll come and we'll bring wonderful brandies and stuff that they can dip their, you know, have your after dinner, whatever it is.
Well, I do think things are changing because I work in a male dominated industry,
right?
From a long time ago, and I don't feel. I don't feel that it is the same way it used to be, and I feel things are changing. There's CEOs that are women in PepsiCo, major corporations, and I do not feel when I go to work now. I did before. There was only one financial advisor woman in 1996 in A.G. Edwards' office, and now there's 1, 2, 3. So it's changing, and you're a woman in a radio spot, and you're going to make a difference in your cigar business. And it's just continuing to push forward and not let the stigmatism affect you, because I never think about it today. I'm going to the conference. And there's 2,000 advisors, because it's a firm that's growing. Back in A.G. Edwards' days, when it grew up to 11,000 advisors, it was still more men than women, but I like the men, actually. And when I meet them, they give me when I meet the right ones, you know, there's still some men that might not let me in their circle, but I meet the other ones because a lot of younger men want women's advice. And I met them at the St. Louis when I went to the home office 2 months ago, and I only was with 4 men and no women. I was with them and no women because they were trying to go to bed early, and I'm still up because I wanted to know everything and be with everyone. And I have their numbers. They're going to see me in Las Vegas. We're going to – and it wasn't anything about I'm a floozy. No, they liked my intelligence. So we were together not because of women, female, because we were at the same job.
In the same level. They looked at you like you're an equal.
Right.
Wow, isn't that nice?
So I see it changing, and I want to encourage women that it's not the same as it was 20 years ago. Not at all.
Kind of how many clients can you roughly do you
have? I have 400 households, which
that's huge.
A lot of different. They have a lot of different accounts. College plans, IRAs, individual accounts.
Retirement.
Yeah.
And so do you have a minimum? Not that you would say that on the air, but do you have like, because you've been in it a long
really
time.
Not really in Reading. Reading's a different town.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have a minimum, there is a minimum you could do, but because so-and-so knows so-and-so and so-and-so, usually I'm referral-based now because I've been doing this for 26 years. I don't really advertise. I love being on your show.
She does the Market Minute.
Market Minute. And that's just my thing that I want to do and enjoy magazine advertising. But when I get a referral and it's someone from someone, I don't go, wow, you don't have enough money. Because I want to make them money. So
right.
I just want to help. I'm just I think about where they came from, who referred them, and I want to help. So. Reading's a different place than San Francisco, Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm.
I have a minimum 1 million or you can't talk to me. No, I'm here just a regular person wanting to help clients.
I like that.
Achieve.
I do too.
I like that. This is why we share our peeps. You're my peeps. I don't know if you can answer this or not, but here's a question. I'm going to get out of the market and go completely into gold.
I have a true life story right now because there's a roller coaster of emotions for investing right now.
Okay.
So I've seen so many more commercials ever before for a gold IRA than ever, ever, ever before. It's on the business channel. I see it all the time. And when the market is going down, we start getting uncertain. And we haven't had experience of really big downturn since 2008 or 9. 2020 of March was COVID. We were like shocked by COVID shutdowns and the market went down. And then it went right back up and everybody had the most money December 2021. Turned the corner to January and we had down, down, down. And we're not up right now. So now people are really nervous and about politics and about oil and about inflation. And so now there's fear. And it kind of gets, if you watch too much news, you get so emotional about it. And so now they're not trusting even the best advisor. They're thinking they need to take matters in their own hands. So to sell your retirement account and go to gold, you can have gold as a hedge, but to sell all your stocks and go to gold, you're putting it over in gold, which is a commodity like oil, silver, and then gold doesn't, you can't eat gold. You can't get dividends from gold. You don't get income from gold. It's a fear of owning gold, but you can't put everything you have in gold. You can have gold, but don't be drastic.
Yeah, so that, yeah. I think that's sound. It feels like a sound advice. And on that note, we have to take a break. Hey, exactly. I'm here with Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments and is a financial advisor. So take heed for Stifel Investments. What's that phone number?
244-6759.
And Shelley Enriquez, who's the president of Cascade Ventures, also known as one of the businesses of tobacco and brew. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back with our last segment. Time's flying, you guys. See what I said? Love it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh, we've got rants going on.
No, it's true.
No, it's true. I mean,
I have the facts right here.
We are talking about the markets. And Susan is on a ranch. Now, but I can't say this. But I'm you sorry. Go ahead and tell me. Okay. I'm just going to kind of say what I think I heard. So it's not coming out of your lips. So people can't get mad. 2008, the stock market went down 40%. Let me see if I remember. I can't see from here. Stock market went down 40%, 2008. Because I know I was with somebody in my past that lost half of their golden handshake in the stock market and freaked out, pulled it out. And then from then, like, went into the shrink mode. Like, and I thought, my gosh, you still did really well, so just hang out and don't feel like you lost something. So what I think I heard Susan say, or what I think I heard, is that for the last, since 2008, the something didn't go up.
What the market, the whole market from 2008 went up exponentially to all-time highs December 2021.
Right.
Because the Fed never changed the interest rate.
The interest rate.
And so we went through that downturn, and after that, we made all this money. March of 2020, just that month, during COVID, we pulled down. But in 2020, the market actually, the Dow actually closed up 9.72 end of year. The S&P 500, 18.40, and the NASDAQ, 43% in 2020 after COVID. But since 2008, it had gone up all that time. So 2021, the NASDAQ was up again 21%. The S&P 500 was up 28.71, and the Dow was up 2095. So we have made the most in our lives. And anyone listening tonight knows that their statement was at an all-time high. January turned the corner, 2022. Down, down, down. So we have a down year. We haven't had a really severe down year since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're not happy.
And people should know it's a peak valley.
It's a natural time out in the market. We have them before. We've had them before,
mm-hmm.
And also we have a changing interest rate environment at the same time. Even bonds are down, and the mortgage rates are going up. So we have inflation. We have a lot to go through, like in the 70s. And so the best thing to do is not panic,
right,
as a financial advisor would say. And if you had already rebalanced your portfolio, which many money managers already knew that it was getting way high. Netflix, for example, was $700 a share.
Wow.
And now it's
$234.
What? There's a huge reset. There's a reset going on to bring all these prices back to normal because they got way out of whack.
Mm.
And our housing prices were way too high, too. So people can't buy homes.
Well,
so
I'm seeing that in the real estate market when you're looking at pieces of property. Right here in the North State dropped $20,000,
$30,000, $40,000. They have to because people can't keep buying these homes, and young people can never buy a home. So this is just a reset of values, and we have to go through it. And all we have to do is just stay on track and not panic.
And so you do this.
It's an economic cycle we have to go through.
So you do this all day long in your office, and you have to, like,
because no one likes losing money.
The kitty.
Tell him, well, you made this much.
Oh, no, we can't. We can't. The phone?
Oh, he has a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is there anything, because you have, like, a lot of experience with, like, stocks. Is there anything that you're like, oh, no? Like, that actually makes you freak out? Like, is there anything where you're like, oh, my God, like,
don't do it?
Like, we're screwed. Like, is there anything, or have you just seen it all?
I've been doing this for 26 years, and so when I look at my screen, I will be honest, last Friday, the end of the month, is mm-hmm. when I finally felt like, yep, I got to start buying things. Before, I didn't want to buy anything, and I said, okay, it's getting to the point. Not, oh my gosh, I wanted to buy something. And then the market went up Monday and Tuesday, 2 days in a row, after I wanted to buy something. And I still feel like you got to nibble mm-hmm. and don't run. Nibble. Nibble, nibble, and just keep your wits about you, because we're almost done for the year, but we have, the election is part of it, but the election to me is just a sideshow. The market and the interest rate cycle is bigger than, the economic cycle with inflation is bigger than the election to me. I'm watching that. The election, I'm not really paying attention to.
Do you invest with just Californians, or do you have people who have moved out of state?
I have clients all over the United States.
Okay. So for those who have maybe...
I don't get political about California.
Right, but for those people who have moved from California to, let's say, whatever, another state, have they said to you, oh my gosh, what a difference?
Tax codes in Nevada are different. They go, oh, I don't have to pay much state tax.
Mm-hmm.
But that means you have more money to have a retirement.
Right.
Because you don't pay state tax.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too much of that. Because I still have a lot of people in California. Because they like the weather.
Right.
They're just like, where to go?
Yeah,
where it's to hard go. To decide where to go. They want to go to Tennessee, but then they had problems. You
everywhere.
Have to, like, figure out. Texas, they had the energy
crisis. Oh, yeah.
So it's really hard to run because you have to wait till things settle and find out where you're going.
We love it here. I mean, we talked about it this morning. And so, Shelley, you've been here for how long in Reading?
Since 1983.
Okay.
A long time when we bought our business. But for me, in this cycle we're in, it's scary as a business owner because I have to remind myself to breathe and know that I'm going to get through it, and I'm in the boat with everybody else, even though it feels like I'm just suffering through this economic hardship.
And California laws.
And California laws. But we've been through it before and have done it. But I thought I would be working less, and I'm working more.
And so we hear that from a lot of business owners.
Right.
That a girlfriend of mine who owns a restaurant was going to sell it, and that person backed out, and now she's working just as hard as she did when she bought it 25 years ago.
Right.
But I just want to tell everybody before we close tonight, if you're looking for somebody to be your financial advisor and whatever it is, little or a lot, you heard
and
Susan
if you're stressed,
say,
you can come get a cigar.
I'm just saying, that's
advice
the one.
From a business owner.
Exactly.
How and it is to start a business. She has experience.
There you go. And walk in and say hi to Shelley. If you're always looking for, you know, gift certificates, cigars, I like to do your grab bag. I always take your grab bag because it's always got a great selection of four or five cigars. But if you're going to buy a lottery ticket, go to Shelley. Get it from Shelley, because if you win, she wins. You want to support. We always say that. We're going to Tobacco and Brew.
We put good energy on it.
Yes,
so.
You do. You put juju on it. Now, do you have special numbers or do you do quick pick?
It just depends. I usually like to pick my own numbers.
Okay. Because we talked about that this morning with a couple people that on lotteries from different states. I do a quick pick. I've never picked my own numbers. Yeah.
And while our wealth is down, as I talk to my clients, health is more important than wealth.
Exactly.
So remember to take care of yourself despite what's happening, because you're no good to your money if you're not going to be here. So
that's right.
Take care of yourself, and it will all work out. Stay optimistic.
I love that. Okay, so I always say, here's the things. Drink a lot of water. Have positive thoughts. Do random acts of kindness. Be good to your neighbors. Get really good sleep. Be intentional with what you put in your mouth to eat and what comes out of your mouth in words and deeds. And breathe, as Shelley said. Have you exercised? And have you done something good today? Like, what have you done today that's good in our world? Have you put out anything that's positive? Try to do that once a day, and then I think you change your imprint on the world.
And that's why I like going to work, and I get to meet some amazing people, have an opportunity to smile and do no harm and try to help improve their lives in some way, whether it's just a word of kindness. And same with my employees. I'm grateful for what I have. As difficult as it is, I still get up every morning ready to go again.
I love that. Both of you, thank you so much for gracing my show tonight, that we could be together here today and, like, you know, hug on to each other with great energy. And Liam as well. I just love him, always at the helm. He's going to be going to LA pretty soon and recording a big
project. This is Linda Bott. Thank you so much for those of you who are tuned in tonight. I appreciate you being with me. And make it a great night. You know, when you go to bed tonight, write in your little journal about who you want to be and what you want to do to improve your life. And things that aren't tough on you, hard on you. Just something simple like, tomorrow I'm going to plant a rose.